4 CPA mobile. 4RJN sitting still. Mm-hmm. You up to beside sitting still. I know you're doing something.
I'm watching TV, talking on the radio, trying to write a letter, and playing a game on my phone.
Call it multitasking. You must be wore out by now.
Quicker if I could write left-handed.
Time to wear. When I can't reach the ball, the backhand, I just switch to my left. I switch the racket to my left hand, and sometimes I actually get it in.
The fine motor skill of writing is a little bit trickier than that, though.
I can't even write legible with my left hand, so it would look worse than a preschooler.
Actually, cursive writing with my right hand is almost illegible. I print everything.
Doctor.
I'm not sure some people think I am.
When these places want my signature now on the machine, you know, the little screen, I just do a line, hit accept. I don't even bother signing my name.
But the ones I sign with my finger and the ones I sign with a pen look amazingly similar.
Remember, the highway department used to have one of those, but you couldn't see what you were riding. It didn't show up on your screen. I think it showed up on the computer, but it didn't show up on the screen you were writing on. Man, that was difficult.
Sign your name with your eyes closed. Is that what you're saying?
That's what it would actually be like. Because I had to do it one time, and I thought, dadgum. It's the only one I've ever, I don't know if the screen was bad or if that's the way, it was just cheap. I don't know. But it did not show what you were writing, so you had no idea, like, if you lifted that pencil up, a stylus, whatever you want to call it, you had no idea exactly where to put it back down. So I think I when I signed my name, I think I went uphill or something.
I signed my name, the pen doesn't leave the paper until I'm done.
Fortunately, mine does. So, what is this thing in front of me? I can't even see it. It's so dark. Good Lord. So it's like it's a trailer. It's an old trailer. This trailer must be 100 years old. And of course he's in the left lane. Oh, good Lord.
You take care out there, brother. You're headed to Dennis or headed away from it?
I've got a video camera on my car and, because of all of the debris and stuff in the road. And I was going down the road one day, and I was going by this county truck. It was on 291. He was in the middle lane, so I got over. Because you could see the trash. I mean, it was a really tall truck, but it was open at the top. And I've never seen one like it before. And I've seen a lot of county trucks. But anyway, and you could see limbs sticking out of the top, when they were blowing, because he was running about 40, 50, 45, 50 miles an hour. And I'd be daggone if something didn't come flying out and hit the front of my car. And I pulled him over. We stopped at a traffic light, and I got out of my car and walked up to his truck. And I said, you hit my, something came out of your truck and hit my car. And I said, we need to pull over and, see what kind of damage we got here. I got you on video.
Comply with your current request.
I mean, he was real nice about it. And I was, you know, relatively nice, considering I just got my car out of the body shop. I think that's when it was right after I got out of the body shop, because I'd hit some construction up on Highway 25, right above Travers Rest, head north, and I was buying a tractor trailer, and they had ground up the asphalt, but they hadn't swept it. You know, they have a sweeper thing that rotates, and it rotates at an angle to brush it off the road. And that stuff started slinging up all over my car. I mean, it cracked my windshield. It did like $2,500 worth of damage to my car, and I'd just gotten it out of the shop for that.
Insurance take care of that, or did you go after the county?
Actually, the paving company, they accepted liability, and they paid for it.
That's a happy ending to a story, but, yeah. There's a lot of static in your transmission. You in a bad spot there?
I kind of got a house of sound now.
Thought maybe you were in that one bad spot near Pleasantburg.
I headed over to my mother-in-law's. I'm on East Ferris, but I am going up and down here. I'm going down now.
Yeah, must be the elevation or something. There's quite a bit of static in your transmission.
Feet of hog are flying, I tell you. Now I'm almost at the top of the hill here on East Ferris, headed toward Augusta, if you know where that is.
Yes, I think I do. But yeah, I mean, you're readable, but there's a lot of static in there, more than what I usually hear out of you.
So how about now? That's weird, because I got you. I got the repeater crystal clear, full quality. Huh. Well, I may have a problem with the antenna or something. I mean, you know, it'd just be my luck. New radio, and something goes wrong.
Well, I think they were calling for scattered storms. Was it tonight or tomorrow night? Might just be atmospheric. I moved my antenna outside to get it away from my light bulbs and put new light bulbs in the lamp and started getting static in the radio and realized they're LED and they're dimmable. And then I checked it two or three times. That's when they give me a long count, and I kept flipping the lights on and off, and the static would disappear when I turned the light off. So I said, okay, we got to get this thing outside. So the antenna's outside now, but and I found out my Raspberry Pi was interfering with it, so I turned that off. But there's still quite, if you're getting me clear, then apparently I'm transmitting okay, but there's quite a bit of static between me and you somewhere.
This is KB4CBA. Now I'm going down another hole here. I'm on West Ferris and get ready to go over Brushy Creek right before you get to the hospital.
Well, I'm going back on out of here and try to do at least one thing well. Try and do several things. I'm not doing any of them very good. But you take care out there. Watch out for the crazy trailers and the crazy people driving them. And you have a good evening. 37 degrees and back on out of here. KN4RJN, I am clear. Have a good evening.
You have a good one, too, and enjoy the QC. As always, 73 is KB4, CBA clear.